Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle. Here's George Kurtz and Scott Wetzel.
What's going on, my friends? Here's truly Scott Wetzel sitting in for Joe Lisi, along with George Kurtz, taking it right up until 1 p.m. Eastern time as we talk the world of sports, football in particular. And actually a lot going on for, in a time of the year where not a whole heck of a lot is going on, generally speaking, with the draft still being a little bit of ways away. Obviously, training camp and not opening up. But, George, we got more and more rumors, and that's what radio shows are all about. Love. I actually love these rumors about, whether Tom Brady's going to come back, and then head coach Bruce Arians says, well, if he does, he's going to be playing for us or nobody else. Then, of course, he said, although I would take 5 first-round draft choices if Brady wanted to come back from another team if they really wanted him. So we got those rumors. We got the, obviously, Aaron Rodgers rumors that are never going away. We got the Sean Watson rumors. It's a beautiful thing. More news now, maybe off-season than in-season. What's going on, my friend? All right, George.
Yeah, the NFL is truly the league that never dies, right? There's always something. We got free agents starting, less than 2 weeks here. I think it's the 14th offhand. So we're going to hear all sorts of rumors until then. And the NFL has the legal tampering period, too, which is just completely idiotic in my mind. Either you can sign somebody or you can't sign somebody. So all those deals will be done anyway before they can actually say it's done. So we'll see. The Aaron Rodgers thing just needs to end. I'm so tired of hearing about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and sadly, I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. I really don't. It's funny how the GM came out and said that he has not received any trade calls about Rodgers. Well, you know how these guys are. All right, so no one actually picked up a phone, but maybe they sent a text. Maybe they talked to you in person. Maybe they talked to one of your assistants. Maybe, there's a lot of things that you could say with a straight face, but in reality not be true. I don't know why, and then we get another story that says the Washington Redskins potato commanders have called up every single team asking about their quarterback situation. So who's lying then? Did they call up every single team? Because if they did, then that would have to include the Green Bay Packers. But, so it's all rhetoric. It's all stories. You don't know who to believe, right?
As you said, that's a bold-faced lie. It's lawyer speak almost, right? Oh, yeah, as you said, maybe no one called. Maybe it was an email, text, Pony Express, a letter. I don't know. But certainly he's been talked to about it. We've heard that they've received several offers for him. So just not by a traditional phone call. I find that so hard to believe, by the way. Even in that case, he didn't get a phone call. What's it? You're trying to drive the price up? What's the point of even making that statement?
Right.
It's just weird. Yeah. But that's just a bold-faced lie as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's like a player saying, oh, no, I didn't ask for any contract extension. No, you didn't, but your lawyer did, your agent did. And it's the same, that's how they could say it with a straight face, like I said. Little surprise, one of the main stories that just popped off the wire a little while ago, Cliff Kingsbury, George, and Steve Keim, the GM of the Cardinals, both getting contract extensions. There was a point in time this year, late in the year, where supposedly Kingsbury's job was on the line. Now, they didn't exactly turn things around, but clearly that must have been all fodder, because why would you have a guy whose job was on the line, the season ends as dismal as it did for the Cardinals, and now all of a sudden give him a contract extension?
Yeah, this one's a little strange. A little strange. I didn't see this one coming. I thought Kingsbury could be on the way out if it happened again this year, where they fell apart at the end of the year or a poor playoff performance, whatever it might be. I guess ownership is throwing his support, obviously, behind Kingsbury. So we'll see. What does this mean with Kyler Murray? I assume Murray is not all that upset about it. They sort of came in together. I don't know. This is weird. For what's going on in Arizona, this is a strange one here, where Murray, or once again, likely his agent, made that statement the other day where he wants a contract extension, doesn't want to play this year under $5.5 million, which I get. They're allowed to sign him now to the big deal, and he wants that money sooner rather than later. So I didn't see this coming, Scott. I said, if you were to ask me, you give me five coaches, and say which one's going to get the extension, and Kingsbury is one of them, and he might have been number five for me.
Yeah, 24-24-1 over his first three seasons. Hired, in 2019. Maybe, George, this was a way of Arizona, and if so, I give him credit. Maybe this was a way of going back to Kyler Murray and saying, listen, if you want out, if that's your antics, or if you want us to fire the head coach, you're right, they both kind of came in together, but who knows what may have happened over the last 3 years. And Murray does seem to be, coming across as a baby. Maybe he's, told the ownership that he's not happy with Kingsbury. Maybe this is ownership's way of saying, well, you know what? He's our guy. So you either want to be here or you don't. But if you do, you're going to be playing for Cliff Kingsbury. Maybe that was a way of showing Murray who's boss here.
Yeah, but don't you wonder where those stories came out in the first place about Murray? Who planted that?
Well, I mean, he did take the Cardinals off all his social media,
Yeah, but somebody planted those signs. Stories. Those stories just don't come out. He's a crybaby, I understand he had a horrible playoff game, and he did, right? That game, he was awful against the Rams that game. And they fell apart at the end of the season again. But he's still a good quarterback. You're going to have to pay no matter what. You're not going to start from scratch. You're not going to trade the guy and then start from scratch with whoever you can draft this year, which is not a good quarterback here, or once again, trade for a free agency. So I don't see that happening.
I wouldn't pay him. There's some teams, whether it's them with the Cleveland Browns with Baker Mayfield, or whether it's Arizona with Kyler Murray. I mean, do you really want to give these guys $30, $35 million?
I didn't want to give Dak the money as a Cowboy fan. I don't think he's worth it. But that being said, what are you going to do? If you don't, Dallas had no choice. What are you going to do?
It's a tough dilemma. It really is. Pro Football Full Circle, just getting it away. Scott Wetzel for Joe Lisi, along with George Kurtz, right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I would hope so, yeah. I think that's obviously start of the new league year. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made before that. So that would be helpful. But, I would think we would know something before then. It all matters. I think we kind of look at it in a three-year window. But if I said it didn't matter, Russ might, come up across the table and grab my throat. But, no, it matters greatly. I do think we recognize what kind of football team we have and the opportunities in front of us. I think there's you're always kind of making sure that you can feel the competitive team year in and year out, and you got to be mindful of what's what we're doing in the future. Even though sometimes right now feels like all that matters, it's you always have to keep that in mind.
All right, that's Brian Gutekunst of the Green Bay Packers, their GM. That's a weird situation. Scott Wetzel for Joe Lisi with George Kurtz, Pro Football Full Circle, right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 on a Wednesday afternoon. It's a weird situation. I don't want to call these guys liars, George, but I don't understand how you don't pick up the phone, because it's there's two things. All right, you got to figure out if Aaron Rodgers wants to play, one, and then you got to figure out if Aaron Rodgers wants to play for you, two. So how don't you know if he even wants to play or not? I mean, if that's the case, then, ultimately the Packers hold all the cards. They don't have to trade him, but, apparently they agreed they would if Rodgers wanted out. But I don't understand how they haven't even spoken to him, knowing that they got to get this thing resolved. Season's going to begin. The calendar year is going to begin. Cap issues all start up pretty soon. I don't know. The whole thing seems kind of weird to me to not even know if you want to play or not. And they didn't even ask him, like, what, you know, do you have any idea if he wants to play for you? You know, isn't that part of that triangle? Like, I want to play, but if I'm not playing for Denver or San Fran or wherever, then I don't want to play. You know, isn't that part of the equation? I don't get it.
Well, you may not want to call them liars. They are lying. How about that?
Yeah,
there's no way they haven't been in contact with Aaron Rodgers. That's bull. All right, complete bull. All right, now, could Rodgers be driving him crazy? Absolutely. Absolutely, because he can't make a decision here, whatever it might be. But I think Rodgers and his camp knows they need to figure it out before free agency starts. Because let's just say you want to get traded. Well, if you want to get traded to, I'm just throwing out Denver. You want to get traded to Denver? Well, Denver needs to know this, or else they might trade for another quarterback or sign another quarterback on the 14th, whatever it might be. All right, so they need to know that. So he has to know this. That it has to get done by then. I'm sure the Green Bay would like to know now so they can start making plans for it and start talking about teams if they're going to move on. And same thing if they're not going to move on. If Rodgers is going to stay there, okay, Rodgers is going to stay. We know we're going to have this much towards the salary cap. What we can do. You know, they want to plan things out. And I would think Rodgers knows that too. Because he's going to stay with Green Bay, then he needs them to be the best team they can be, in which case they need to make some moves. You know, figure out what they're going to do with their, you know, with the money they have underneath the cap here. So I would think Rodgers is smart enough not to drag this out until, you know, March 13th at 11:59 p.m. But nothing shocks me at this point. But for him to say he's not talked to, I mean, all these guys lie to us. Right? They all right. just lie. They tell half-truths, or they play the game you said earlier. Oh, I didn't call him, but he got 10 million texts. He got, you know, emails and whatever. Spoke to his agent, stuff like that. Well, I didn't speak to him. I get that. You know, they're all playing games. Think of the baseball commissioner yesterday, all the lies he said in that press conference. They're just lying to a straight face. They really do think we're all idiots.
Yeah, and free agency starts March 16th. I mean, and nothing for nothing. Nothing I'm trying to live Aaron Rodgers' life, but if you want to buy into Tom Brady retiring because he wants to spend more time with his family, which I have my doubts about that, but okay, you know, that's a possibility. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers is single. There is no family. He doesn't talk to his family. Doesn't talk to his parents. Doesn't talk to his brother. What family are we talking about here? So what would he do at 37? I mean, I know you want to live your life for 38,
Jeopardy.
Whatever he is, but yeah, go host Jeopardy, guy. I thought that ship has already sailed. I thought he bombed out. He lost out on that opportunity. So I just don't understand it. I mean, free agency, like I said, March starts March 16th. They need to know. You know, hearing him speak, I don't know how. What about the rumors about Rodgers supposedly asking for $50 million a year then? Were those all made up? Is that not a possibility? You know, one day we hear Rodgers asking for $50 million per for 2 years, and then the next day we have the GM say, I don't know, I haven't heard from him at all. I don't even know if he wants to play or not. See, that's the stuff,
maybe,
George. It's just like,
he heard from Rodgers. He heard from the agent.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure the agent's like, yeah, I want $50 million, Aaron. I know you don't want to play, but believe me, I want my commission on $50 million a year, you know. But I would be shocked if he was on any of it. Well, nothing's going to shock me, right? But I'm guessing he will play, and I'm guessing he will play with Green Bay because I'm thinking, George, if he really didn't want to be on Green Bay at this point, he would have made it well known. You know, this time last year, we knew he wanted out. He was crying. He was being a baby. He's not doing that at this point. He's just, you know, saying, look at me, look at me. I'm going to hold you a ransom here for 2 weeks before the season really begins. So I'm guessing he's going to be in a Packer uniform next year.
I'm with you. I think he wants to be coddled. I think he's a narcissist, wants the attention. I think he's going to get paid. You know, I think it'll be somewhere around $50 million a year. I doubt it'll exactly get there, but maybe 45, 46, 48, whatever it might be. I think he'll get that 2, maybe even 3 years if that's what he wants there, somewhere around $150 million. Wouldn't shock me at all. I think then the Packers will move on to try to trade, get some kind of value for Love. You know, try to move him out there. And what might be a decent year to do that. It's a weak quarterback class coming in. And I talk about Joe Lisi. Joe Lisi believes, I believe he said, if Love was coming out this year, he'd be in the middle of the pack of Pickett, Corral, Willis, those guys. So someone could be interested, and a guy who's maybe ahead of those guys because he has been in a pro system, hasn't played, of course, except for the one game that Rodgers missed with the toe. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. You know, but I think, as you said, I think Rodgers realized, even if he wants to go, unless he's dying to get out, but even if you say, well, let's just say I go to Denver. Boy, anybody in the AFC, I got to compete against Mahomes, against Burrow, against Josh Allen. Where if I stay, and the Packers will not try, I doubt very much would trade him to an NFC team. where if I stay with the Packers, I'm winning the division. Bears, no. Lions, no. Vikings could be interested, but we always beat the Lions. And there's nobody in this whole conference. There's not even a quarterback in the South. He's not worried about Dak Prescott in Dallas. All right, the NFC West has some decent teams. I don't think the Rams are all this great team because they won the Super Bowl. I don't. Arizona, we just talked about, they're sort of a mess with Murray. Seattle, forget it. They're rebuilding. We don't know what they're doing here. Which leaves the 49ers, and they got the Garoppolo mess with the shoulder surgery. Can they trade him now and trade Lance? I think Green Bay knows, or Rodgers would know, hey, I got as good a chance to go to the Super Bowl again the next couple of years. Why wouldn't I want to stay? I would have to hate Gutekunst to want to get out of there. Truly would. Would have to truly hate. I'm going to make money there. I got such a legacy going here. I know I'm winning the division, and I'm very likely to be the Super Bowl favorite again.
I don't understand, Joy. I know this is old news, but, you know, these guys are just not smart, you know, in my view. I just, what were the Packers doing? If they're really considering giving this guy $40, $50 million a year, Aaron Rodgers has not all of a sudden gotten good. You know, he's been good for the longest time. I don't understand, why would they waste the top draft choice on a quarterback that they have no plans for? Same thing with San Francisco now. You know, you're hearing some talk about maybe Jimmy G staying with the Niners. What was the point of drafting Trey Lance last year? What was the point of moving up in the draft? I mean, are you telling me you found out Green Bay that Lance sucks or the Love sucks and San Fran Lance stinks and so now you're going back on things? I mean, I've said it 1,000 times and it's true. These GMs and owners, they don't want to. Their goal is not to win a Super Bowl. Their goal is to go 11 and now 6, make the playoffs, win maybe a game, and that's it. That's their goal in life. And if a Super Bowl comes, great. If it doesn't, I don't care. I got to maintain 11-6 to keep my fan base interested, keep hopes alive, keep ticket sales being sold. And I'm not going to go the extra mile to win a Super Bowl like the Rams did do. And that's their concern. And I guess that's why they draft these quarterbacks that really have no business on the team.
Well, we're coming up against the break here, so we'll make it quick. I think it would come, when it comes to Green Bay, of course, they're not owned. They're by a player, by one person. They're community owned, so they're a little different here. But I think what some teams want to win and some teams don't, they do exactly what you just said.
Yeah, it's amazing. Murray Mayfield or Danny Dime? That's next. Pro Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're still working through that, but I mean, I'm open to everything. Like, whether it's, you know, again, trading player for player, you know, I'll listen to anybody if it's trading, you know, a couple players. You know, I'm not going to say the entire roster. You know, we're open for business on the entire roster. But if anybody's going to call and they're interested in any of our players, I'll certainly listen. And, again, we're in a situation where, unfortunately, we have to get under the salary cap, and we're not in very good salary cap health. And, you know, again, I'm not going to say yes to every deal, but I'm definitely going to listen, and I'll be open to the situations that are best for the New York Giants. We're going to bring in competition everywhere, but Daniel Jones is he's our starting quarterback right now. And, again, listen, he was injured last year, and they had a backup quarterback. Again, if we did the same thing with Josh Allen last year, I think the backup quarterback is one of the more important positions in the league. So it's something we're going to look at and we're going to address. But it's not just quarterback. It's across the entire league. I think building depth is going to be a priority. It may be a little bit harder early on, but as you continue to build your team over the years, you know, that's how you're allowed to create more depth.
All right, New York Giants general manager Joe Sheen talking yesterday about maybe trading Saquon Barkley, or at least taking offers for him anyway. And then are they going to bring in a starting quarterback type of player to compete against Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones? Yes to the first one, no to the second one, surprisingly enough. Pro Football Full Circle on a Wednesday afternoon. Scott Wetzel for Joe Lisi right here on Sports Grid Radio. You want to chime in, you can. 844-843-6879. Again, toll free, 844-843-6879. Yours truly along with George Kurtz. So here's the question, George, before we get to Joe's comments, although they kind of coincide. If you had to make a commitment – as two of these teams have to do pretty soon, another one doesn't necessarily have to, but the quarterback wants to, are you giving, knowing the going rate, you're looking at least $30 to $35 million a year. Kyler Murray, Danny Dimes there, who should be Danny Pennies, or Baker Mayfield? Which organization do you think is going to re-up, if any, or maybe all three, and where would you go?
All right, I think the Cardinals are going to re-up with Murray. I can't see them. I just can't. I mean, what are you going to do, start from scratch? You've got a decent quarterback. I mean, Joe and I went over this yesterday. Even if you're being negative on Murray, he's still top 10, top 11.
No, no, top 10?
Okay, we'll go through it.
No way.
We'll go through it again.
Go ahead. Okay.
Good. All right. So stick in the NFL. All right. So we'll go with the East. Are you putting Dak ahead of him?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, we had Dak ahead yesterday.
Not even a Prescott fan, but I'm going to put it ahead of him. Yeah.
But you're not putting anybody else, right? We're not putting Jones ahead of him.
No.
Mars doesn't even have a quarterback. And, right. And I'm not putting Hurts ahead of him. Right?
Right. So
okay,
we got one.
So only one. Rodgers, yes. Cousins.
Yes. And I hate Cousins.
I think I had yes, Joe had no, if I remember. But let's go with yes. Chicago, no. Detroit, no. Right? We're not putting Goff or Fields ahead of them.
No, I won't do that with Fields yet.
Is there anybody in the NFC South? Right? I mean, right now it's what, Kyle Trask or Blaine Gabbert? You got right. Taysom Hill and Sam Darnold? Matt Ryan?
No. I mean, I'll give you that. Matt Ryan's too old.
All right.
So.
Stafford.
Yes.
I think I had Stafford head too, and Joe was 50-50. San Fran.
He thinks Matthew Stafford's Super Bowl. Listen, I hate Stafford. I hate him, right? But he thinks Kyler Murray is better than Matthew Stafford. Come on, the guy's got a Super Bowl.
On Stafford and Cousins, he was 1-1. One was ahead, one was not. So, whatever. Russell Wilson's a yes.
Yes. Right,
so now we're at five. We had five in the NFC. It's what we had.
What about Garoppolo?
No. No, especially with the no. There's no way I'd give you Garoppolo.
I'll take
Kyler Murray
myself.
All day long.
I would take Garoppolo. Go ahead.
You're nuts. Josh Allen, six. All right. Anybody else? I mean, Mac Jones.
No, that's seven.
That's seven.
Right? Dak?
No, six. 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 Six.
Dak?
That's what I'm giving him, six. You want to give Garoppolo, then you're at seven. Yes, I'm at six.
No, I'd be at eight then. Hold on. We're going to write this down. Dak, right? Aaron Rodgers.
No one else. Aaron Rodgers. Cousins.
You're not giving him Cousins?
Stafford. Wilson.
Cousins. Stafford. Wilson. Right. My six would be Garoppolo. But okay, you don't want to do that.
My six will be, we go to the AFC now with Josh Allen.
Right.
Okay. No one else in the AFC East. Mac Jones, maybe in time. Not yet. Tua, no. And Zach Wilson, we'll see. Might need a lot of time. Burrow, yes. Yeah. Pittsburgh, no. Mayfield, no. Lamar Jackson, yes.
Right.
Any differences there? Okay, so
I would. You know what? I'd rather have Baker Mayfield, to tell you the truth, and I don't like him either.
Oh my God! If you're taking guys like this, yeah, you're gonna kill it. If you're taking guys like Baker Mayfield over Kyler Murray, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, let's put it this way. If you really want to do it on who would I rather have? I'd rather have Mac Jones than Kyler Murray. I think the upside to Mac Jones is better.
I don't think we need to discuss why you hate Kyler Murray so much.
Because he's 4'4" and he can't see over offensive linemen's heads, and he's a baby. He's a selfish player. Larry Fitzgerald Sr., don't take my word for it, called him a baby.
All quarterbacks are babies. I don't care.
Yeah, but not like him. Not like him.
I'd rather have Trevor Lawrence ahead of Kyler Murray. This is a useless conversation. You're taking guys that no one else would take.
No, that's not true.
Murray's considered a pretty good quarterback.
Baker Mayfield was a number one overall pick not that long ago.
Doesn't mean he's good now.
Ryan Tannehill? I'd rather have Ryan Tannehill.
Sam Darnold go number two?
Yeah,
I mean, I never care where guys are drafted after they draft it. Doesn't mean it.
You got to go three alone in the AFC West, right? Herbert, Mahomes, and Carr. You got to go all three of those guys, don't you?
Definitely,
I mean, there's
Herbert,
three
Mahomes.
Right there.
I think Carr, Stafford, Cousins, Murray were all in the same. I mean, they're all the same tier. I would probably put Murray at the top of that tier, but they're all the same. I don't think anyone's necessarily that much better than the other.
But, yeah, see, I put him on the bottom of that. I put him in the bottom third of the league. For quarterbacks that I would...
Third of the league? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that if I'm going to start a team, knowing salary, knowing ability, knowing future, the whole kit and caboodle, he's in the bottom 10. He really is. He's in the
bottom. Wow.
I'd rather have Allen. I'd rather have
quarterbacks better than him.
Yeah.
21 quarterbacks. That's nuts. Yeah.
22. I'd rather have Jameis Winston than Kyler Murray. I'd rather have Mitch Trubisky more than Kyler Murray, to tell you the truth.
Thank God.
Mac Jones, absolutely. I mean, I got three teams in the North, and depending on what Pittsburgh does, but I'd rather have all three of those, Bengals, Ravens, Browns quarterbacks. I got at least three teams in the West, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, rather have those quarterbacks. I got three teams in the NFC West, Rams, Niners, and then Seattle, rather have those quarterbacks. I'll give you the NFC South. There really isn't anyone, that stands out there. I'd rather have Justin I'll give you Murray over Fields, but I'd rather have, obviously, Rodgers. And Kirk Cousins just blows, but I'd just as soon have Kirk Cousins. And then Dak. I mean, there's a 15, and then you throw in the backups who aren't even. Yeah, I'd rather
crazy.
Have
you're absolutely
Winston,
crazy.
Trubisky. I think I'd even rather have Marcus Mariota than I would. He stinks, Joy. He's going to be out of the league in 2 years. He's going to be wearing an Oakland A's uniform 2 years from now. I don't think Arizona's going to give him that kind of money. I think they realized they made a mistake. I think they said, we screwed up. When we're going to put bad money on top of bad money, we're going to re-sign Cliff Kingsbury, but we're not. Listen, they don't have to give him another contract for the next 3 years. They don't even have to guarantee his fifth year until after next season. So they have a little bit of freelance with him to show himself one more time. But to me, he's regressed. He, to me, is the
How
prototypical – Well, the team has been awful.
Better across the board yet last year.
Yeah.
Over 70% completion percentage. Right? The only thing he regrets is he's not running as much. He only ran 423 yards last year, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
He's got to run.
That was a little bit of a surprise.
But that also may be an organizational thing. Don't run. We don't want you to get hurt. I don't think
maybe, and he has been hurt, and I don't know if he can, just be a backup quarterback and drop back and throw the ball standing 4'5". There's certain pictures – that make you realize, wow. There was in the Pro Bowl this year, there was just one angle I just happened to see on TV, right? And it showed him standing next to a couple of offense and defensive linemen. And it was like, my God, this guy is small. I mean, he was coming up to their shoulders. I mean, it's like, no, this guy, he can't win. You can't see. You just can't. That's why he's got to kind of scramble all over the place. And I think that's what happens with these scrambling quarterbacks. Slowly but surely, defenses are finding ways. We got to keep these guys in the pocket. And if we do that, they cannot see over the line. And that's the problem Baker Mayfield has. It's the problem that Kyler Murray has. It's the problem that all these 6 feet or less quarterbacks are going to have, which is why I'm not drafting Matt Corral, who's only 6 feet. I just wouldn't want him. I really wouldn't. I don't know if they would trade him, but I wouldn't give him $35 million a year. I'll tell you that. Even though the alternative is start all over again.
Just to say, if let's just say you're right. I think you're 100% wrong. Not 100%. Not on a trade. I think there's a chance they might have had it with them, a chance, but a very small chance at that. Because once again, I'll say this: even if they don't like his antics, they would have to hate his antics and everything else to move on and trade. Because who the hell are they going with that quarterback then? You're not going to be able to draft one. That's not happening. You're going to go out and sign one. Good luck. So it would be good. You'd be in last place in that division real quick for a while. So I don't see that happening. But if they were to trade him, they would get multiple number ones. Oh, there's any doubt about that at all. They would get multiple number ones. That being said,
I don't know.
I don't think they go in that direction.
I don't think they would. I'd just as soon have Carson Wentz than I would Kyler Murray.
Boy, I think Joe Lisi needs to be drug tested sometimes.
Wentz talk coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
have to understand people have different ways of approaching things, and I respect that. That you can't get caught up in taking things personal. It is a business, and you have to be able to separate the business and the personal side of it, which I think is important. And, you know, I've done contracts with players individually as recent as DeAndre Hopkins, and that's one of the things we had to talk about, and to make sure that when we sat in there together face to face, that we were going to be able to talk this out like grown men, and it wasn't going to become personal, and there weren't going to be any emotional problems from it. And to his credit, he did a great job, and have a lot of respect for DeAndre. I have not talked to them in a few days, but there's always been current dialogue. The one thing I'll say is in regards to the statement, I know everybody's seen that. I think it's an agent doing his job. I have a lot of respect for Eric Burkhardt. And obviously, Kyler Murray, from my standpoint, like it's always been moving forward, any kind of speculation, any negotiations, any conversations and dialogue will be certainly held confidential between the three of us.
All right, Steve Keim, general manager of the Arizona Cardinals, talking about the Kyler Murray proclamation about wanting a long-term deal and the direction of the club and this and that, and then, you know, having to really not do that for another year or so. But Pro Football Full Circle, yours truly, Scott Wetzel, sitting in for Joe Lisi, along with George Kurtz, talking a little NFL and the quarterback situation, which is really in flux because there are so many question marks out there. George, I mean, you really have two mountains. You have the Aaron Rodgers mountain, and then you have the Deshaun Watson mountain. And then I think everything else kind of falls underneath that. You know, where does Rodgers go? Does he want to stay in Green Bay? Does he want to go to San Fran? Does that make not only Jimmy G, but also, you know, Trey Lance expendable? Does that make, you know, Jordan Love expendable up in Green Bay? Or will they hold on to him for another year? But what would be the point? You know, if you could trade him now, what would a Jordan Love or a Trey Lance on the open market give you? You know, where do talent evaluators rate those two compared to the quarterback guys coming out? Is it worth giving up a number one because those guys are better than the guys coming out of college? You know, what does Deshaun Watson bring to Houston if, in fact, he gets cleared of his charges? And gets that whole issue resolved. You know, where do we sit there? Where does Mitch Trubisky sit on a lot of guys? You know, we heard the GM of Buffalo say that it's unrealistic to think that he's going to sign again as a backup. So someone appears to be on his tails to give him a starting job, maybe Washington. So a lot of teams with the quarterback issues and a lot of different, mountains, we'll say, where it all kind of falls from there.
Yeah. I agree. It's gonna be a fun offseason to see where these guys end up. I think the Love and Lance are interesting. San Fran's interesting as a whole, and it got more interesting yesterday. We know they're gonna trade Garoppolo, right? That's what they want to do. But now Garoppolo has shoulder surgery. They all say, "Oh, he's gonna be fine." What are they gonna say? You know, he's got shoulder surgery. I don't know, man. He may be in trouble this year. You know, of course they're gonna say he's gonna be fine, and he probably will be fine. But you can't tell me a team that wants to acquire him, let's say the Steelers, is all of a sudden thrilled about this now. Oh, great. Training for a quarterback who's really not super great anyway, and now he has shoulder surgery, plus the thumb injury that doesn't need surgery, which is kind of, I can't believe the UCL doesn't need surgery. So that's going to affect trade negotiations there. All right, and then what happens with Trey Lance? Is he that quarterback of the future? A guy who couldn't beat out Jimmy G last year for whatever reason. So that's strange here. Jordan Love, as you said, assuming, and I think you and I are both assuming Rodgers stays, well, they're going to have to put him on the trade market and see what they can get for him. They wasted a first-round pick on him, right? So can you make that up? I kind of think no, that you won't get a first-round pick back for him, maybe a second. It might be a third with the conditions set up on it. I think the quarterback market's going to be nuts. Deshaun Watson, who wants to take that risk? You know, and, that PR nightmare that comes whenever he gets dealt. And odds are, once again, free agency, March 16th. We're not going to know what's going on with Deshaun Watson. And Roger Goodell's not helping any of these teams. He's not telling you, oh, yeah, we're going to suspend it for 6 games, 8 games, 12, a season. He's not telling you. It's buyer beware. You go up, pay whatever Houston wants for him, and then we're going to suspend them. Is that worth it when you're not? Let's just say Carolina. I think that's where he ends up. But Carolina has to realize you're still not going to have him for 8 games. You know, whatever we think the suspension is going to be. But Carolina may also be thinking, well, you know what? In that
got
division.
Got it for a lifetime, though.
Yeah. Well, and also, but even this year it might work. Well, Matt Rhule has to think about now. Because if Matt Rhule, if they don't win this year, he's done. He was almost done anyway. All right, they have to win. But Matt Rhule may be thinking, you know, in that division, with Trask, I know Tampa will do better. They'll get somebody. Ryan, You know, Sam Darnold, Taysom Hill, whatever's going on in New Orleans. If I can just tread water until after that suspension in week 9, whatever it might be, we might be okay there. Might be still work going out to get him. So I think it's a lot of moving pieces here. Plus, any chance that, Russell Wilson gets dealt out of Seattle?
I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, boy, all they have to do is just look at all these teams that don't have quarterbacks and know that they're all, you know, in trouble. And it's like, why would we want to put ourselves in that soup, right? I'll throw two names out, you know, and you're going to laugh, but, you know, one, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, what did he get hurt? Week number 1 or 2 with Washington? I forget which one it was, but I know it was game 1 or 2 and missed the entire season. But I've not heard anything out of Ryan Fitzpatrick. The last we saw of him realistically was in Miami when he's winning all these games for the Dolphins. We're making that great stretch run 2 years ago. I don't know if there's a team that thinks, okay, you know what, this is not a bad stopgap for 1 year until, so-and-so becomes available, whether it's Watson or whatever the case may be. That's interesting. And, you know, Matt Ryan, listen, watching him play, George, there's not a lot there left. He slowed down tremendously. But you're talking about, probably a Hall of Fame quarterback whose salary cap, if he's on the Falcons, is $48 million. If he's not on the Falcons, it's still $40 million. So the question is Matt Ryan to the Falcons worth $8 million more? I don't know. So I could see them, though, cutting him. And would you use Matt Ryan as a stopgap quarterback if you're the Denver Broncos who think you're a win-now team? If you're the Washington Commander Potato Redskins, would you go down that road for 1 year? So where do you sit on Fitzpatrick and Matt Ryan?
Fitzpatrick, I think, will be on a team, assuming he's healthy. Maybe he didn't have that arthroscopic surgery on the hip until December, but I assume he'll be healthy, and he'll sign his backup with somebody. I don't think he starts anymore. I'd be surprised. We're also talking, a couple of injuries here. He's also 39 years, maybe 40 years old in, during the season. So I don't see Fitzpatrick getting a starting job. But as a backup, sure. We know there's plenty of teams that need backups. But I don't see him starting for anybody. Ryan would be interesting, if not for you already set the salary cap problems. What's Atlanta going to do then? All right? I mean, I can't see them just saying, once again, I think the fact that the South is a nightmare right now for quarterbacks makes Atlanta think, we got a shot. We got a right. shot, and they do. As it stands right now, I'm the first person to tell you I would be floored if Tampa Bay goes into the next season with Gabbert and Trask. I assume they'll upgrade somewhere, maybe a trade, signing, whatever it might be. New Orleans, though, maybe they don't. So maybe they don't. They go with Hill again. But I think Peyton was on that mountain, right? Oh, yeah, we got to go with Taysom Hill. Now that he's not there, I think they'll go with a more legitimate quarterback. Maybe Winston resigns there, whatever that might be there. All right, and Sam Darnold isn't scaring anybody in Carolina. So Atlanta may think, hey, we got Ryan here. We by far the best quarterback. By far. And generally, if you have the best quarterback, you have the best chance to win the division. I understand the rest of the team has problems. And he may not have anybody to throw to if they trade Calvin Ridley because, whatever his issues are. That he needs to go away. They don't have a great running game. They have Kyle Pitts, okay. We have nothing else. I get it. But still, quarterback gives you a shot there. I don't think Ryan's getting traded. Who could take on that cap hit?
Well, no, he wouldn't get traded, but he'd get cut, though. And then he could sign for next to nothing.
I don't. If it's $8 million, it's not worth it.
$8 million.
Just keep him then. Just keep him. For $8 million?
I know, but when's enough enough? I mean, $48 million for one guy. And the only way you can get around that is if you extend him. But you don't want to do that, right? So there really is no out. This is what all these teams are going to be facing, right? I mean, when Dak hits $40 million, Pat Mahomes hits his $40 million, how are these guys going to do it, Drew? How are they going to fit this kind of money in a $200 million cap? You got 50-plus other players to pay. The salary cap is not $500 million. It's only $200 million or so. And I got to pay Matt Ryan $48 million?
It's only 1 year. You're not a Super Bowl contender anyway. They'll hold on to it for this year. It's what they made when they extended him last year. And in 2023, it's only $15 million. And that's when you'll move on from him.
Right. Next year, the following year, it's way down. But do you want to win? Even in that division, we'll pull a Miami Dolphin here and say, listen, all right, maybe we win our division. Well, we're going to get destroyed in the postseason anyway. We're not any good. We're going to win a division 500. We're the benefactor of the division. Aren't we just better off, 4-13 being a top 10 pick, top 5 pick, and then start over with our quarterback versus going 9-8 and then, you know, drafting 20th or so and not being able to get the big-time quarterback we want?
I'm of the belief, and this is for all sports, by the way, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, you need to do one of two things. Either you need to be competing for a trophy, you know, where you're that good a team where you have a chance to win, or you need to suck. You know, where you get those top picks and you're building up for a couple of years. Being in between, you mentioned 9-8 is hell. Because you're sort of teasing your fans. You're not quite good enough to win anything, and you never get the top players. Because you're always drafting around, you know, the 15, 16, 18 range. It's just not good enough. You either need to suck, or you need to be that team that can win. It's always the mid-range teams that get screwed year in, year out. But once again, then you go in with, is winning 9 games good enough? Is making the playoffs, even if you don't have a shot, is that good enough to maybe reinvigorate the fan base? And I get that with certain teams, it is good enough. They haven't made the playoffs in forever. Now you get the, you get crushed in the wild card round. It's still good enough because now you build from there. I understand that. But for me personally, I said, I think you need to be good enough or to use the, you know, the bad word tank. We need to be terrible and you're building, you're getting those low picks here because that's how you become great.
Saquon Barkley worth $7-8 million of your salary cap if you're the Giants.
No. Giants have so many problems. Holy God. We don't know about Daniel Jones, right? Danny Dimes, right. Pennies on the dime, what you said earlier, which is very true, right? We don't know about him. I don't think he's the answer, by the way. Barkley hurt so much now. Always gets hurt. Galladay was a bust. Shepard's a free agent. Tony can't stay healthy either. You don't have any tight ends right now, right? Rudolph, they released him earlier today. Engram is going to be gone. Do you have an offensive line? No. That's toast, too. And we haven't even gotten to the defense. The defense is better than the offense, but the defense has issues as well here. Giants have so many holes to fill. If they possibly could trade Barkley, go ahead and do it. Running back's the easiest position to find.
Yeah. I don't know how a team can be so bad as the Giants are, but over the salary cap. You know, if you're a good team, I get it. You're paying all these good players and you're just kind of screwed. Or if you've been good and you have a lot of veterans that, you know, maybe are on the back end of their contracts and now you're paying the price for it. But the Giants haven't been good in the eons. And somehow or another, they're in salary cap hell with a lousy football team. I would keep them. I really would. It's not that much money. You're right. These guys are replaceable running backs. But you did spend a high first-round pick on him. He's been injured. I get that. He's really the face of your franchise, him and Daniel Jones. And I agree with you about Jones. He stinks. I would hold on to him. You know, what are you selling your fan base? You know, no Barkley. There's no big-time player coming out of college that we know of. Boy, you're going to let him walk. I don't know what you'd get for him at a trade, and nobody's going to give you a number one. I don't even
That's
think
the
a number
problem.
Two. You know, is it a three? Right? The number three and saving salary cap, is that really worth it? I think he'd still help a team. He's clearly not the same player. Clearly he was not last year. But I still think he can help your team, and I'd be willing to go down down the ship with him. I really would. All right, Pro Football Full Circle. We'll wrap up shop next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pro Football Full Circle, wrapping up shop here on a Wednesday. Scott Wetzel in with for Joe Lisi, along with George Kurtz. Funny comment of the day, George, is Frank Reich, Colts head coach, saying that they're continuing the evaluation process on quarterback Carson Wentz. Let me finish it for you, Coach. He sucks, right? He stinks, right? He couldn't beat the lousy, godforsaken Jacksonville Jaguars with your playoff hopes on the line. They're there. The evaluation process over. I thought it was kind of weird also, George, this week that Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, and Jets head coach Robert Saleh said that they weren't going to the NFL combines. I don't know. I know Saleh, I guess, and the Jets coached the Senior Bowl, so they had a chance to meet some of these guys already. But I don't know. Isn't that part of your job? Wouldn't you want to get to know these guys as much as possible, even if you didn't have a say on who you were drafting? I mean, that's like you and I not, you know, going to, you know, a Super Bowl because what's the difference? We're not playing it. I don't, you know, that's kind of weird to me to see that those three in particular. And that's a Super Bowl champ in McVay, too.
The first thing I thought of, are they really just trying to say we're doing things our way and we're not the conventional way? And are they just doing it on purpose? You know what I mean? Where they don't really believe, wow, we're something else we're going to do different. We're going to trade all our draft picks. We're not even going to these things. I agree with you. What does it cost you to go?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to see these players? I don't get that at all. Weird.
Yeah. I mean, just up close. I mean, and you know McVay's got a say, and Shanahan's probably got a little bit of a say as well. Maybe Salah doesn't, but I mean, yeah, you wouldn't want to go and see these guys up close, and that's very strange. It's just, you know, you talk about two, you know, prominent head coaches, and then Salah obviously not quite as much, but you know, for a guy whose job is kind of on the line here, Robert, after his first year, I wouldn't want to be sending out signals that I'm not really interested in my job anymore. And that's kind of what I get out of this. So, anyway. Hey, good job, George. Always enjoyed working with you. My pleasure filling in for Joe. I know you and Joe will be back tomorrow right here on Pro Football Full Circle.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.